We walked to a fueling station on the main road out of town, and I bought a Cartabla. They had them in different sizes and styles. The one I bought was about the size of a book. Its corners and edges were decorated with thick knobby pads, meant to look like the tires of off-road vehicles. That's because this Cartabla was meant for people who liked that kind of thing. It contained topographic maps. Ordinary Cartablas had different decorations, and they only showed roads and shopping centers. When we got outside, I turned it on. After a few seconds, it flashed up an error message, and then defaulted to a map of the whole continent. It didn't indicate our position as it ought to have done. "Hey," I said to the attendant, back inside, "this thing's busted." "No, it's not." "Yes, it is. It can't fix our position." "Oh, none of them can today. Believe me, your Cartabla works fine. Hey, it's showing you the map, isn't it?"
"Yeah, but..."
"He's right,"
said another customer, a driver who had just pulled into the station in a long-range Drummond.
"The satellites are on the blink. Mine can't get a fix. No one's can."
He chuckled.
"You just picked the wrong morning to buy a new Cartabla."
"So this started last night?"
"Yeah, about 3 a.m. Don't worry. The powers that be depend on those things. Military can't get by without them. They'll get it all fixed in no time."
"Wonder if it has anything to do with the red lights shining on the clocks last night," I said, just to see what they might say. "I saw it on the Spiele. That's one of their festivals. It's a ritual or something they do," said the attendant. "That's what I heard." This was news to the other customer, and so I asked the attendant where he had heard it. He tapped a gee-jaw hanging on a lanyard around his neck. "Morning cast from my ark." The natural question would now have been, "Warden of Heaven?" But showing more than the weakest curiosity might have pegged me as an escapee from a consent. So I just nodded and walked out of the fueling station. Then I started to lead Barb and Jad in the direction of the machine hall. "The aliens are jamming the nav satellites," I announced.
"Or maybe they just shot them down," said Barb.
"Let's buy a sextant then,"
suggested Fra Jad.
"Those have not been made in 4,000 years, I told him.
"Let's build one then."
"I have no idea of all the parts and whatnot that go into a sextant." He found this amusing.
"Neither do I. I was assuming we would design it from first principles."
"Yeah," snorted Barb. "It's just geometry, Raz."
In the present age, this continent is covered by a dense network of hard-surfaced roads replete with signs and other navigational aids, I announced.
"Oh,"
said Fra Jad. "Between that and this," I waved the Cartabla, "we can find our way to Sant Tredegar without having to design a sextant from first principles." Fra Jad seemed a little put out by this. A minute later, though, we happened to pass an office supply store. I ran in and bought a protractor, then handed it to Fra Jad to serve as the first component in his homemade sextant. He was deeply impressed. I realized that this was the first thing he had seen extramuros that made sense to him.
"Is that a temple of a Draconis?"
he asked, gazing at the store. "No," I said, and turned my back on it and walked away. "It is Praxic. They need primitive trigonometry to build things like wheelchair ramps and doorstops."
"Nonetheless,"
he said, falling behind me and looking back longingly.
"They must have some perception."
"Fra Jad," I said, "they have no awareness of the Hylian theoric world."
"Oh, really?"
"Really. Anyone out here who begins to see into the HTW, suppresses it, goes crazy, or ends up at Sant Edhar." I turned around and looked at him. "Where did you think Barb and I came from?" Once we had gotten clear as to that, Barb and Jad were happy to follow me and discuss sextants as I led them on a wide arc around the west side of Sant Edhar to the machine hall.